Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slay Bob. Well, good Tuesday to you. Hope you're having a great day today. Welcome to the 10th of January, and this is the day the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Well, I want to share something with you today from Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5, if your Bible's close by, I'll begin reading in verse 11. And he entered into one of the ships, that's Jesus, which was Simon's, prayed him he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in other ship, they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus saith unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. I'll never forget January of 1977. I was in the college and career class at the Canton Baptist Temple in Canton, Ohio. I had just completed airline training and I had landed a job with a travel agency in Canton, Ohio. It was just another Sunday morning going to church. I lived at home with my parents at the time. I was just 7 months out of high school. But God had something in mind that Sunday morning. Roscoe Brewer, he's with the Lord now, he spoke of the Christian Hall of Fame there in the church hallways of the Canton Baptist Temple. His outline was, God needs men. His second point was, God needs men. And his third point was, God needs men. And I surrendered that morning to go where God wanted me to go, to do whatever God wanted me to do. That morning, Jesus said to me, follow me. And I forsook all and followed him. Such was the case with Peter, James, and John. After a night of fishing, they caught nothing. Jesus tells them to launch out and let their nets down for a great draught of fish. And of course, they did. And their net broke. He didn't let down the nets. They only let down one net. In fact, they filled two ships with the fish they caught. And then Jesus told them, from henceforth, you're going to catch men. Then the Bible says they forsook all and followed him. They forsook their ships. They forsook the biggest catch they've ever had in their business. And they walked away from it to follow Jesus. I think I could hear them singing. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Oh, that's what we need today. What we need in our land, what we need in our state, what we need in our community, what we need is our churches, are some people who will say, I have decided to follow Jesus. Not following the donkey, not following the elephant, not following some ideal, not following my own thoughts, not following my own ideas. I decided on that January morning of 1977, I would follow Jesus. And I'm glad to report to you on this January 10th, 2023, 46 years later, I'm still following Jesus. Now, notice several things. Number one, they forsook all. As I mentioned earlier, as businessmen, they just taken in the biggest catch they ever had. Even they were astonished. Now, not forsaking the business when things were down or bad or about to close the doors. That's not when they were leaving. They're walking away from a boatload of fish. They were walking away from a boatload of money. But didn't Jesus say you can't serve God and money? You can't follow money and follow Jesus? The rich young ruler went away sorrowful because he had great possessions. And Jesus would say, how hardly shall a rich man ever enter the kingdom of heaven? Don't follow religion. Don't follow family. When they They brought Jesus' brothers and sisters to him and his mother and tried to get him to stop teaching and preaching, and yet he said, no, I'm going to do the will of God. Oh, I'm so thankful my parents, who are both in heaven now, wanted me to do the will of God for my life. Kathy's parents, same way. Just do the will of God. For many years, we lived thousands of miles away from them, but they'd rather have us thousands of miles away in the will of God than next door out of the will of God. Oh, listen, to have a successful marriage, you have to forsake all others. If you don't, your marriage isn't going to work. And you have to forsake all for God's pattern, for your relationship with God to work. Forsake all for God's pattern of the Christian life. It may mean you have to forsake some family. I don't mean you give them up, but you just have to be careful the time you spend with them. It may mean you forsake friends. I had a good friend in high school, and I had to decide, am I going to follow Jesus or am I going to stay with him? Now, praise the Lord, over the years, he came to Christ, and now he is a Christian. But listen, I decided at that point, there's no more parties. There's no more card games. I'm following Jesus Christ. And I decided that day, on that back patio, when I said goodbye to my friend, that I've decided to follow Jesus. Forsaking all means I'll love nothing. And I'll love no one more than I love Jesus Christ. That's why later Jesus would say to Simon Peter, Simon, lovest thou me more than these? Christ looks at you and he looks at money. And he says, lovest thou me more than these? Christ looks at your family and he looks at you and says, lovest thou me more than these? He looks at you and he looks at your close friends and he says, lovest thou me more than these? He looks at you and he looks at your apparel, your clothing, and he says, lovest thou me more than these? He looks at you and looks at your entertainment choices and he asks, lovest thou me more than these? Are you willing to forsake all? They forsook all and followed him. Then I want you to notice, number two, they didn't just forsake all, they followed him. Jesus said, follow me. To understand that calling and Jesus' invitation, you have to understand the context. In Jesus' day, childhood education started at five. At age five, young boys would go to the synagogue school to learn Hebrew and memorize the Torah. By the time of their bar mitzvah, at age 13, the typical Jewish young man had memorized all of the Old Testament. Those who showed great promise were encouraged to continue their education and begin studying the authoritative interpretation of the Torah, known as the yoke of the Torah. After their next multi-year phase, the young men who continued to show great promise were further encouraged to extend their training by spending time, typically ages 17 to 20, with a rabbi in a multi-year experience. Here, they would hone their ability to interpret God's word as it relates to all the practical issues of daily life. The student would choose a rabbi and ask to become his student. Because of the great interpretive diversity among the rabbis, the decision to ask to be a rabbi's disciple and receive that training from him was not made lightly. Some rabbis interpreted the scriptures literally. Others focused on the spirit of the Torah, while others emphasized different areas of emphasis, ritual, purity, laws, things like that. The different approaches often led to very different interpretations and applications of the scripture. So, since that interpretation of God's word would be forever binding on the disciples, great care was taken by the disciple in choosing a rabbi to make sure it was something he could identify with and live out for the rest of his life. Now, a first century rabbi would choose a select, highly promising few young men from all those who would want to be his disciples. He only selected those he thought could fully measure up to the standard and become just like him. Remember, the issue for the observant Jew in the first century was never what God's word said. They all knew what it said. They'd memorized it. But it was this: can they interpret the scripture just like their rabbi? And so the rabbi would give that invitation to come and to be with him, to follow me. He was saying, come and be my disciple and submit your life to my authoritative teaching. Hearing those words meant you made the last cut. Those words were deeply significant to hear. It was everything a young man had trained and studied for since age five. Now all of their dreams and all their hard work could be realized. They were simply and single-heartedly to follow the Master. I'm reminded in John 21 when Jesus is telling Peter how he's going to die and that others will carry him about. He looks over at John and he looks at Jesus and said, what about him? What's going to happen to him? And Jesus looks at John, at least at Peter, and says, "What is that to thee? Follow thou me." Oh, is that a good lesson for us? Don't get caught up in what someone else is doing or what someone else is not doing. Get your eyes off others and on to Christ. My friend, don't look to others. Listen, earthly friends may prove untrue, but Jesus never fails. Keep your eyes on Christ. All other ground, the songwriter said, is sinking sand. I like what the Greeks said when they came to Jesus in John 12 and verse number 31. They said, "Sirs, we would see Jesus." We would see Jesus. And that's how we're supposed to be. Hey, just let me keep my eyes on Jesus. Hebrews 12 reminds me, when I run the race, I'm looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. So we keep our eyes on Him at all times. How do you forsake family? Keep your eyes on Jesus. How do you forsake friends? You keep your eyes on Jesus. How do you forsake possessions? You keep your eyes on Jesus. How do you forsake money? You keep your eyes on Jesus. Church is here to keep your eyes on Jesus. That's why when you go to church, we preach Christ. We sing about Christ. We teach about Christ. The Sunday school teacher points their students to Christ. The children's church worker points their children to Jesus. The choir will sing about Jesus. Oh, you'll find fault in other Christians. You'll find fault in the pastor, but you'll not find fault in Jesus Christ. Now, I'm going to ask you a question today. Who are you following? Have you forsaken all? Are you still trying to hold on to something and still follow Jesus? Jesus said, "No man putting hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God." Do you desire to live as Jesus lived? Are you willing to follow Him and walk as He walked, talk as He talked, serve as He served? Will you make 2023 the year you bow your knee to the Lord Jesus and say, "Jesus, I forsake all and follow You"? Do you think we'd ever know the names of Peter, James, John, Andrew, if they had not left all and followed Christ? Do you think if they'd have just remained fishermen, we'd ever knew who those fellows were? I don't think so. Have you decided to follow Jesus? No, wait. Have you ever decided to forsake all and follow Jesus? Oftentimes, the reason folks don't follow is they haven't forsaken all. First, you trust Him as your Savior. Then you follow Him as your Lord. Follow, I would follow Jesus anywhere, everywhere. I would follow on. Follow, I would follow Jesus everywhere He leads me. I will follow on. Let's follow Him. Make that decision to follow Jesus. No turning back. That'll be my decision for 2023. I hope it's yours as well. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords for me. Forsaking all, I'll follow Him. Well, I hope you have a great Tuesday, and I hope you follow Christ today. And we look forward to our midweek service tomorrow at 6:30, and then the Bridge to Recovery program on Thursday night at 6:30. And it's going to be it's been a great start to 2023. We're excited about what God's going to do in our midst. Hope you're excited about what He's doing in your midst. Again, go to our website, bbcgrovecity.org. You can listen to past broadcasts there and sign up for our daily encouragement email if you haven't done so. We'd like you to subscribe to that and check out other services on the website. All right. Have a great Tuesday, everybody. I appreciate you listening to Words to Encourage Radio. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
the joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.